This is WRFI News. I'm Celia Clark. Here are some of today's headlines. Tompkins Whole Health reports that 12 people in the city and town of Ithaca have contracted Legionellosis. The health department announced on August 28 that one person has died of the disease. It's commonly called Legionnaire's disease, Pontiac fever, or extrapulmonary Legionellosis. Symptoms include muscle aches, cough, high fever, and headaches. It's a bacterial infection and can become pneumonia if untreated. Whole Health says people with weakened immune systems, current or former smokers, those with chronic lung diseases, and anyone over 50 are at highest risk. If you develop symptoms, see a healthcare provider immediately. Health officials say most cases can be treated with a course of antibiotics. Legionella is not spread by person-to-person contact. The bacteria is often found in cooling towers, large plumbing systems, hot water tanks, hot tubs, and fountains that are not properly maintained. Tompkins Whole Health and the State Health Department are inspecting local towers. The source of these cases is not yet known. You can find more information through a link on our website, wrfi.org/news. 10 people have been arrested in connection with the kidnapping and murder of Ithaca resident Thomas Rath. Rath was first reported missing from Ithaca's homeless encampment, The Jungle, in May. The Ithaca Voice reports state police announced on Monday that Rath's body was found in a shallow grave on state land in Tioga County on August 3rd. Officials say he was killed in Tioga County within 24 hours of his abduction. So far, everyone arrested is from Ithaca or nearby. All except for one of them is still in custody. Police say more arrests are planned. For more local news and to subscribe to our podcast, go to wrfi.org/news.